This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I guess we can call this Town Hall KNC Masterpiece. Everybody in the company is involved in a meeting right now. So
what if they turn us on right now?
It'd be better than the Jimmy Buffett conversation.
Okay, first off, that's how much they trust us. They trust us so much that they would schedule a meeting where the entire company, except for us, has to be there. And they're like, guys, we trust that we don't have to worry about the dump button. We don't have to worry about things getting off track. Yeah. We don't have to worry about y'all missing the clock. They trust us, Kevin.
Misguided.
This is a big responsibility now.
Okay, so we gave you the news. Kellen Moore is going to be the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. I feel like we told you that in the last segment. But does that move the needle for you at all? Did you think the Saints were maybe always going to hire a coach that wasn't going to get another opportunity? Like, because supposedly they, you know, kind of talk with Mike McCarthy. I think there's even buzz about Cliff Kingsbury. They're way over the salary cap.
That's what I think, Corey, is you're hiring somebody for at least 5 years. It's not fair. You have no quarterback. You have no money. You have very little talent on your team. This is 2 years. You have to expect you're going to win 10 games total in the next 2 years. And you have to be okay with that and go, hey, by the time we get to 27, we want to be able to say we have money, we have some talent, we have what you think is your future quarterback, and now you need to show us something in year three. I feel like you have to just look at the first 2 years and go, we want whatever, the culture, the leadership, the direction, all of those things being put in place. So when we actually have talent, you have to show that you can do this. So I would give the guy, in this case, Kellen Moore, at least 3 years, and I don't even really think 3 years is fair.
This is like interesting. All of our great offensive minds for the Cowboys eventually end up being the head coach of the Saints. And that being said, I think he's there for play design, play calling. Like, that's really what they saw. And then they saw it against Philadelphia. And they went, against the Kansas City Chiefs. They saw that offense and what they were doing, and they said, that's what we need. We need somebody to create the offense that's going to be that good. Like Mike just said, he has plenty of time to build all of this. The thing about it, though, is when Sean Payton took over, he had a lot of the Parcells ideals instilled, and he utilized the gas tank thing. That was a Parcells thing.
Yeah.
The cheese in the locker room. He used those things as motivators, but nobody knew that Parcells did it because it's a new generation. And Kellen Moore, I'm not sure who he's going to adapt from, like what he's going to draw from. Jason Garrett? McCarthy? Is he going to say, you know what? I'm a Sirianni guy now. I don't know how that's going to work.
So can I throw out a different opinion than what y'all said? What would you think if I told you I believe Kellen Moore is getting hired in the Chris Woodward role? And what we've described on that is I don't disagree with the fairness of what you said, but what if I told you I think Kellen Moore, short of like some sort of miraculous turnaround, is the head coach that nobody else wanted, and he's being brought in to help get the salary cap back to zero, potentially find a quarterback, and then push the next head coach they actually want on their way.
We don't know if this is true or not, but we hear that he's a horrible interviewer.
Yeah, yes, I have heard that.
So you have to hire him based off of what you've seen teams do, not what he says.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe he has to take this as, this is my only chance, because I don't think he feels this way, but I keep failing in the verbal part of this job, as in communicating to a ownership, to a president,
right,
that I can be a great head coach. So to your point, maybe so, and maybe they're hoping that maybe this is the guy. But to your point, if it's not, maybe he gives us play design, but and this is not fair to Kellen Moore at all. He looks like a pushover.
Yeah.
He just looks like...
This is his chance to change that narrative.
He looks like a 14-year-old kid. Now, he just won the Super Bowl.
And for whatever reason, the players do seem to like him.
Yeah.
Like, he connects with the players.
Yeah, so it's not fair. What I just said is probably not right and not fair, but he kind of looks like a pushover. And yeah. I don't know if interviews are just like, he just doesn't seem to have any control in this room, or...
It seems like Dan Campbell, like, you're like, that dude right there can lead men. You know, he's a big, strong man with a big, strong, beefy voice, all those things. Yeah. Where Kellen Moore doesn't have that, he just often seems aloof. But Kevin, you would almost think the Chris Woodward thing, they just did it with Dennis Allen. Like, but they were...
How long was he there?
But their salary cap was so out of whack.
Steve,
he was there from 2022, and then Joe Vitt took over at some point last year.
But okay. I think they do think that they had the quarterback for Dennis Allen. Like, clearly...
And Derek Carr?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
But, like,
we could have
I think they kind of did think, because, I mean, we saw plenty of feedback. So like, oh, they got the guy. And you're like, okay. Mm. And so I wonder if they did think that was the case. Now this time they're like, no.
We got to just start all over completely from scratch.
Now, let's go to a quarterback that is obviously still amazing and still better than Josh Allen. Go ahead and give me cut number 7, because I have a question about Patrick Mahomes.
So here's Mahomes. What's he got left? Pressure again. Oh. Decked! Ball is out! And the Eagles have it! Milton Williams with a strip sack.
Now, do you think this will put an end to talk of Mahomes as the GOAT, at least for a while? And if so, what does a while look like for you?
For the regular season?
Okay.
If he goes to another Super Bowl and wins next year, but I do agree with you. This did stop it for now, because now you look, he's 3-2 in the Super Bowl.
And those two losses were by a combined 40 points.
Yeah. And so you look at it, I'm looking at card prices. There's been some cards. I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. His cards have been going up during the playoffs,
yep,
because once again, he dominated the AFC and made it to another AFC championship. And then he beat Josh Allen again. And it was like, this dude is just unbeatable for the most part. But then he lost, and yep, lost badly. His yep whole team did. But yes, the quarterback, right or wrong, takes all the credit or all the sure blame for wins and
agreed
losses. And so I look at it and go, yeah, you're right. This does slow down for sure, that conversation. We all think he has approximately 10 more years in this league.
Yeah,
so there's a lot
that
more time for him to fall down the list.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever fall out of the top 10 of quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, for
winning
sure.
Winning 3 Super Bowls is pretty dope.
No, yeah. I'm just saying for number one.
But for number
I agree
one,
with
this-
all of
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This slows it down. He has time to change that. But I'll tell you what, if he goes 15-1 again in the regular season, gets the one seed and gets back to the Super Bowl, you guys will be in San Francisco once again discussing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he keeps his face in that world.
Sean won't.
AFC championships, you know, those being in that the entire time. Greatest of all time, Tom Brady has that category, Kevin.
Yeah.
649 touchdowns. At where Mahomes is, he's 30th right now.
Yeah.
And he's got 245. All the passing accolades that come along with it, he still has a lot to stack to get there. Now, can he be the greatest of all time in a shorter period of time and not match those numbers? Absolutely. So, you know, continue to do some of these things in the playoffs and beyond. Because if you're in the AFC Championship every year of your career, I think people are going to go, well, damn. Like,
sure.
That dude just kept doing it.
No, that I agree with that. So, okay.
But the all-time numbers kind of still, he's got some work to do.
And so, Mike, you might not agree with me on this. I think legitimately that conversation is over for probably about 3 years in terms of being the number one.
Because he's got another chance to get to another three-peat.
You're assuming the next 2 years he doesn't win the next two championships.
Not necessarily.
So if he won the next two Super Bowls, you'd say, now we can maybe do this discussion again?
Yes. Because people have won. Tom Brady won three Super Bowls in 4 years. And so, like, if he wins the next Super Bowl, I don't think that's going to be a definitive bullet point because, to Corey's point, like, I don't care about this as much, but to Corey's point, like, all the regular season stuff, Tom Brady played at a really high level for, like, 60 million years. And so, like, it's going to be really hard to catch any of that. I was just looking at some of the, like, periphery things when it comes to playoffs and more specifically the Super Bowl, just because I'm fascinated how we judge the greatest football player of all time, because it feels different than every other sport, right? Like, we've talked about this before.
You think he'll ever have another MVP?
I do. I'll
throw out a stupid hypothetical, which I
sorry to interrupt that.
What if they trade for Tyreek Hill? And then the Tyreek Hill Patrick Mahomes show starts again.
Then
he throws for 43 touchdowns and crazy ass plays down the field that you've never seen in your life except for Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill stuff.
For sure. Look, we've talked about it. In every other sport, whoever has the most titles is not the best player of all time.
But football, it seems
that seems different. But I was kind of thinking about the LeBron versus Jordan argument for Jordan people. And I wonder if Tom Brady people, of which I am not one of those people.
You're a Montana guy.
Yes.
But do you kind of...
Oh, I'm 100% rooting for Patrick Mahomes to overtake Tom Brady scale.
So you tip your cap to what Tom Brady
is. Okay. He's a Ranger and a Dallas Texan.
And Tom Brady's an Expo.
It's a good point. But so I was just looking at some of the things that were getting spread around that are like factually accurate. Tom Brady was in 10 Super Bowls. He had 6 interceptions.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has been in 5 and he already has 7 interceptions in those games. And
catchable ball.
That's true. Very catchable ball. Tom Brady, 7-3 in the Super Bowl. Those 3 losses were by a combined 15 points. They were all 1 possession games. Patrick Mahomes, 3-2 in the Super Bowl. Those 2 losses have been by a combined 40 points. Before the Eagles quit caring, he was on pace to have the 5th biggest blowout loss in the history of the Super Bowl. So, like, there are things like that that, again, the quarterback takes the credit and takes the blame. I don't think it's all his fault that they lost by that many points, but that's how the further away you get from it is like, I don't know. He lost by 22 points. He lost by 18 points because that feels like early on that was the knock against LeBron. Like, oh, he got to the finals. That's neat, but they got their asses handed to them.
In your opinion, because this is opinions.
For sure.
You can never prove any of these things, just like in Jordan LeBron conversations. Is Joe Montana still better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, like...
I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
It's your opinion, right? Everybody
for
has...
For sure. And look, I will readily admit my own bias when I was a little kid, I, you know, thought Joe Montana was the best. But one of the things you could just look at is I think in 5 Super Bowls, Mahomes has 10 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. Joe Montana in 4 had 11 touchdowns and no interceptions and went 4-0. So, like... I think that plays a part in it. I do think Patrick Mahomes will overtake Joe Montana, but not yet.
Terry Bradshaw.
You asked for a while. How long is for a while early to start this segment? I feel like he can really respond and be back next year. And that conversation jumps back.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So it really, you know, a while really does depend. I think 1 year he can turn that back into, good God. Again, he's the boogeyman, as we talk about with Brian Flores. He's every time you think you've gotten rid of him. Like a lot of fans probably think, finally, we've shut down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and you're like, dadgummit, he did it again. He's back again.
Yeah.
And you just don't know when he won't be there. But that obviously has a lot to do with how much they keep that team together and how long Andy Reid decides to coach and, you know, who takes over after that and who he's with.
And for Terry Bradshaw, I think Mahomes is already better than that because he's got better peripheries, like in terms of other Super Bowl numbers and an extra MVP compared to Terry Bradshaw. So I would definitely...
Like yes, 77 definitely. Yards.
Yeah, you know? I would definitely put Patrick Mahomes by a good margin ahead of Terry Bradshaw. Because I think you can look at it and people thought Terry Bradshaw was good, but not necessarily the best.
Yeah.
Everybody thought Montana was the best. Everybody thinks Patrick Mahomes is the best. Everybody thought Tom Brady was the best. And so I think that's one advantage all of them have by a pretty good amount over Terry Bradshaw. And like I said, with quarterbacks in football, it's weird. Like, it matters exactly how many Super Bowls you've won. Whereas in other sports,
And what's crazy, too, is as long as Mahomes is available, he's keeping other people from getting into this category.
Oh, for sure.
You know, he's keeping, like, the Caleb Williams. Like, those guys might have to deal with that. Now, interesting, do you feel like Jalen Hurts will be back in this situation way that team's built?
I kind of do. And those 2 head-to-head wins.
He might be a Terry Bradshaw where you're like, he benefited a lot from that team.
I could totally see that.
You got to give him credit.
And the 2 Brady head-to-head wins obviously, unfortunately, make a difference. And I don't mean GOAT the way it's been kind of like redefined. It's like anybody who's awesome is a GOAT. I'm saying like literally
the greatest
number one.
Of all time.
I think at worst... Patrick Mahomes will probably be 2nd or 3rd all-time quarterback.
To end his career.
Absolute worst.
Right now, he's 5th.
I could see that.
If not even better than that.
I mean, he's ahead of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
And Bradshaw.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.